Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Glenn.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Somebody, we about to get it in.
monstrous.
Shout out the future, cause I've been looking for. Can't let nothing come between us, though. Found what I'm looking for and I ain't letting go. Go. Got a body just like Serena, yo. Guess it's time to show I want it and I need it. I do anything in the world just to please her. Even if it means stun on my exes, Eva Knievel. Found me a queen, out of track queen. I done missed around, you can feel in love. I done missed around, found one. I done missed around. I done missed around. Tryna get to a heart now. Put my jersey in the Raptors, cause I don't wanna be a player no more.
Oh, we really about to go splash now. Rock with us. 424-243-9649. Push one if you're into it. If you know what I mean.
This what happened when I think about you. I get in my feelings, yeah. I start reminiscing, yeah. Next time around, fuck, I want it to be different, yeah. Waiting on a sign, guess it's time for a different prayer. Lord, please save her for me. Do this one favor for me. I had to change my player ways. Got way too complicated for me. I hope she's waiting for me. Everywhere she go, they playing my songs. That's why I say the things that I say. That way I know you can't ignore me. But so, so, yeah. So give me all of you in exchange for me. Just give me all of you in exchange for me. For me. Break it down. Yes, sir. Check. We used to lay up and then stay up, had and then blow. I shouldn't have played no games with you, just leveled up my brain. Last time I saw you in speak, that was strange. Guess there's nothing I could do. Man, it's true. X has changed. Yeah. Hey. Guess you changed for the better. Better. I know you know how to make me jealous. I was never loyal, let you tell it, yo. But I'm ready to fix it if you ready, baby. So, so. Yeah. So give me all of you in exchange for me. Just give me all of you in exchange for me. For me.
For real, Sean. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Is you at two keys or ten roof? Turn up, we on Taylor, we just getting loose. Baby, I'm low-key feeling you. Don't be cynical, I'm fuck you over. Wanna fuck you over. And again, the truth is I ain't really here to start problems. Girl, I swear to God, them can't never say they got him. Know how bad you wanna tell him, don't try him. I don't wanna tell him, let's surprise him. I don't wanna get into it, why you stressing him? I've been driving back and forth from Louisville to Lexington. Mileage on the whip, got your in my grip. College, make you wanna strip for them dollars. Nah, girl, I got a job for you. Swear to God, I could do a lot for you. Saw you strolling through the campus, I had to stop for you. I was scrolling through the gram, girl, I had to follow you. Say what's up with you.
Wet
you got my soul.
Monster was crazy, y'all. That's what it do. That's what it do. So I had to spend a little something for the young lovers. You dig, Miss Unbelievable. But I think when it comes to music for the young cats and the old heads, I think the lovers' music is on a whole different story. You dig? The boat's rocking a whole different way. If you know what I mean, like, you know, I had to say the young cats, when you're spinning some lovers' music for them, it's almost like some slowed up rabbit music. You dig? They like the bump, 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 bump. I don't know what it is. They just blah, 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 and they stuff. You know what I mean? But when you get the old head, some OG, it's like turtle music. It is. The boat's just rocking with the ocean. Just, ooh. Ooh. Get it? I'm just saying. I could be wrong. Y'all got to let us know. 424-243-9649. But we're going to go ahead and get into our sexy conversation for the night. But how you doing, Miss Unbelievable?
I am feeling fabulous and sexy and ready to get into this conversation, you know.
Okay.
A little flirtatious, okay. little flirtatious, you know, mm-hmm. A little flirty. Be ready. I'm just saying, hold on to y'all's feet. I'm telling y'all, hold the sides down, swing around, because it's about to go down.
Okay, that's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see, what was I going to start out with? Why don't we go ahead and start out with our weather report? Go ahead, Steve, you're going to stick your head out the window and tell us what it is tonight. Hello.
We are sitting at 17 degrees. We are, like I said, in a heat wave, 17 degrees. It has been nice. We was up to like 26 today, and the snow is melting, and I'm enjoying the weather. I can stick my head out. I can stick my arm out, my leg, anything, and it won't freeze off. So I'm grateful.
Right. Okay. That's what's up. So, hey, it's definitely still cuddle season around these here pots. You dig?
Absolutely.
We're going to call it, I don't know, what's something sexy to say when you use ice? Get it? I don't know. Y'all are figuring that out
at
2 a.m. in the morning.
Oh.
Yeah.
We using ice?
Yeah.
What we using it at?
Yeah.
I said, where we using it at? Where we using it at? Mm. I mean, all over in different spots. Are we starting from the top, working yourself to the bottom? But what are we doing with the ice?
Ooh.
Iceberg time. Ooh.
Matter of fact, I think you're about to jump off with this part of the topic for tonight, you dig? This might be a little to the extreme. We can come back to the light end version later, people. If you're listening, definitely call in or chime with us on our social media pages. We can read your comments. But one of the questions we're talking about tonight is, when is your freakiness causing an alarm? This is what I mean. Now, what if one day you're in your full Puma mode or your full whatever, where your animalistic natural ways, you dig, the vibration is just all with you that day or at that moment, and you just release it all and you just do some freaky things. You may not have done with this person or in a while or whatever. And now it's causing a flag because this other person, because now they're thinking, okay, hold up. Stop. Where the hell did you get all this from? You dig? Where did you learn it? Where did the energy? you dig? So that's one of the things I want to talk about. When does your inner freak become a red flag or maybe a concern of other people? It is. Let's see. What's some other things that we're going to talk about tonight? You got some that we're going to be on tonight?
I want to talk about. Yeah. Miss Independent. I got a new name now. Miss Independent.
Oh, no. I said, you got something that we want to get on now, and I said no pun intended. It didn't get
on
top.
Oh, no pun intended. You know what? Do you want to get on top? No, I like to stay on the bottom. I mean, but I will get on top and ride for a while. But you know you got to be able to hold that booty up because it's bouncing everywhere. But anyway.
Well, we have cake waiting to happen.
You know, like we were on yesterday for Takeover Tuesday, we were talking about Valentine's Day and some different things about Valentine's Day. But my question is, you know, how do you satisfy the singles on Valentine's Day? Do they settle for anything? Do you just go out with the handyman? Do you go out with the janitor, you know, just to be satisfied to say you had a Valentine's Day date? And what if you get a gift that you just don't like? Do you act the fool? Do you accept it? Do you reciprocate? How do you receive a gift that you just don't like?
Okay. Some things we're going to talk about. Okay. Let's see. I don't know about much else. Let's see.
And then, what about is sex a gift? We always say that we don't talk about it. And you were talking about it last night, the freakier the better. But it then goes back to you if you're not an inner freak. Is sex considered a gift or something that you just should be doing on a regular?
Yeah. We go.
Especially if you're a new couple.
Okay.
Especially if you're a new couple.
Right.
Do you even give a gift?
Okay.
You ride it. Okay.
Okay, so these
are
going to be some things that we're going to talk about. So you guys get your comments together, get your thoughts together, hit us up on our social media, preferably on Facebook and our The Monstars page. You dig? That's TheMonstars. We should be the only one that pops up. If not, hit me up. Let me know. We're going to have a problem. But outside of that, you dig? Take a little bit of time. Think about what we're going to talk about. We got some more sexy music for you guys. We got some other stuff to discuss. So ride with us. Wet Wednesday. Well, it's not all slow, but it's choke out. But it's definitely sexy. Must be time to play some music.
Choking?
Look, there you go. All right, man, like one of the things, like, okay, I can't wait to talk about, she said, or do you just settle for a janitor or something else like that? I mean, what the hell is this, the prom? You dig? That's the only time I ever settled for somebody less. You did. Valentine's Day. This is Rick Flow, Mr. Right Now.
Yeah,
we won it last night.
We
I like this. This is sexy. This could be my thing.
Smoke up and roll up.
Let's hear it. Right, we live, y'all.
I'm Mr. Right Now. Yeah. Tell me what you like.
Yeah.
From Mr. Right Now.
Tell me what you want.
Only for the night.
One night.
I'm Mr. Right Now.
Yeah.
Mr. Right Now.
Ow.
Mr. Right Now. I'm Mr. Right. I'm Mr. Right Now.
Yeah.
Tell me what you like. From Mr. Right Now. Only for the night. I'm Mr. Right Now. Mr. Right Now. Mr. Right Now. You should be in my bed touching and kissing up. We rock till we fall asleep, but you can give me up. I ain't talking about the future falling in love. Infinite girl when I'm in it, we gon' be here for a minute. We smoke up and roll up, we do. I tell you the truth, if I had a choice to be you over and over and over again, baby, I want you, I cannot pretend that. That girl, I'm not hoping, cause I'm hoping that I can curb my emotions. Oh shit, ho girl, don't give me that. I ain't Mr. Right. I'm Mr. Right Now. Tell me what you like. From Mr. Right Now. Only for the night. I'm Mr. Right Now. Mr. Right Now. Mr. Right Now.
Eat my could be anywhere in the world, but I'm with you, you, you. Catching a flight in the morning, every day something new. 24/7, I be grinding like I'm sitting the rigging. Say my name once and you never forget it. So every time I come see you,
we smoke up and roll up and do.
Yes, we do, baby.
I tell you the truth.
Right.
If I had a choice, be you over and over and over again. Baby, I want you, I cannot pretend.
Yeah.
The girl, I'm not hoping, cause I'm hoping that I can curb my emotions. Oh shit, hope girl, don't give me that.
I ain't Mr. Right.
I'm Mr. Right Now. Tell me what you like. From Mr. Right Now. Only for the night. I'm Mr. Right Now. Mr. Right Now. Mr. Right Now.
I'm Mr. Right Now.
Tell me what you like. From Mr. Right Now. Only for the night. I'm Mr. Right Now. Mr. Right Now. Mr. Right Now.
Yeah. You are now listening to Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Up next, you got Just Will, Twin Cities Zone. This is called Can't Wait. Ooh-wee music. Not with us. Every Wednesday night. You can catch them performing for us at Blow & Go. Come check us out. Get it.
In the morning, but your body's got me yearning. I can tell by the way that you're wanting. So baby girl, sit off that fronting, yeah. Sit back and shorty, ease your mind as I take you on a ride. Well, I can tell you a natural high. You can tell that I'm known to hit it right. Show me what would you do if I were to start from your ankle. Creep up to them thighs to the point that you wanna let go. For me, you're gonna give it up. Just like Raheem, I'm gonna wanna serve you up. Tonight, tonight, yeah, yeah. I cannot wait to get inside. I cannot wait to do all the things that lovers do. I cannot wait. I wanna go up now tonight. Tonight, wanna go up, and around we go. Play a game, let's see who can be who to the next room. Ooh, I see you dripping wet, I see you drip off your breast. Think to yourself, no way upstairs. Now I got plans to put my hands in places just to see what your face looks making. I heard you up for the taking. Have you ever been with a Jamaican? In the back of the room is where I take you. Fancy a little bit, skip the basics. I cannot wait to get inside. I cannot wait to do all the things that lovers do. I cannot wait. I wanna go up now tonight. I
us, Will. Buster's Radio. Man, that's that old 2 a.m. to that back outside music. I'm just saying.
That's that stalker type of, I'm about to stalk you to give me some again. Stop playing.
Put you on to something new. He said, let's play. What'd he say? Let's play Race to the Next Room. Man, I've been pinch your ass to the floor and tow it up right in the threshold right before you get there. Yeah.
Hey.
Climb right on your back.
And then
my
I would have. Boy, and then you get up, and then you go to that wall before you hit that room, and then, oh, okay, too much, okay. Lift the legs up on the wall, the back, oh, okay, too much. Lift that
don't
up.
Don't let you start spider walking up in the door jam. You dig? Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Ooh.
It is what it is.
Ooh, right in the middle before you get that crease in the back, and she, oh, yeah, uh-huh. You can get that good leverage. Uh-huh, you can hold on to the wood on the side, because now you holding on, and she holding on to that neck. Oh, yeah, oh, okay. What'd you talk about? Oh, okay. That right there? Oh, okay. That's that.
That right there.
That's that all. That right there?
I'm so glad. Hey, I'm so glad the FCC rules do not apply, because we'd both be locked up in about 30 minutes.
What? But wait. Can I just say one more thing, though? Once you take him out that corner, you just throw him on the bed, because then you know that you're in that position and you're on the edge. You know what I'm saying? Halfway out. Okay, I'm done.
See, you're playing.
Legs up
that's
on your shoulders.
That.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay. Visuals. So now, onto what we were talking about tonight. with the whole thing with the Valentine's Day, because I think that's the hottest one. I mean, what do you really do if you're single on Valentine's Day? I mean, what do you really do? Do you masturbate?
You bet.
Do you just make love to yourself?
Absolutely.
I mean, what
of
do you
course.
Do?
Okay, let me tell you. Because I've been single for a long time on Valentine's Day. Serious. You either go rent you out of a hotel room because you don't want to be at home. Like, you really have to get out because you'll be depressed if you stay home. You get some candles, give yourself a bubble bath, get your toys lined up all around the bed. You got to decide, you know, if you want the long, the short, the vibrator, the, you know, the little toy, the tickle. You got to have them lined up, ready to go with your lube on the side, because you may be doing it all night. You don't know. You got your porn ready. You got your popcorn, your Netflix. You got your alcohol, whatever that may be. If you smoke, you got your two blunts ready. That's if you smoke. You know, you got to have either a bottle of wine or, you know, your alcohol with your chaser. And then you have your phone, because, you know, you have a girlfriend who ain't got no man either. And y'all be calling back and forth. What y'all doing? What you 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 doing? You look on Facebook, you see what everybody else is doing. You get in the tub, you play with yourself there. You get out, play yourself again, watch porn, you know, drink your drink, smoke your smoke, wait a little bit, get back on Facebook, see what else is somebody else, get a little depressed again, play with your next toy. And then you look and see what dude is there available, you know, because they're usually a single guy, you know, your friends who ain't got no woman either. You contemplate. And you want to call him up and send him to the hotel because you really like him, but you don't want to like him, but you don't want to like a hoe. You don't want to like, you know, you ain't got nobody. So you start sending, you know, sexy texts to him, you know, get him all roused up. Then you fall asleep because you're drunk. I'm just saying.
Get him all up. You can't play with a man of the month like that. Oh my goodness, it is what it is. She said, get in touch, freeze yourself down. When you get out, please yourself now. Go back. Please yourself now. Damn, well, you fuck around ain't going, you're going to be single forever because you're going to fuck around and fall in love with your damn self. You did. I'm just saying.
You better. You know, how you be like that? Shoot. You got to take the edge off, otherwise you're going to be a little cranky. And plus, if you don't know how to hit the spot, you can't tell nobody else. Like, that's a waste of time.
Hey,
like, no, you need to move down a little bit.
Hey, my bad. You be walking around all cranky and shit. Motherfuckers just cannot figure out why that snicker is just not working. It is.
It's not working. Because they ain't had a snicker up in there, you know, in a while. I'm just saying. So, you got to release it. You got to, ladies, you got to release it. I'm telling you, you get your panties out of a bunch, just put your fingers up there and do what you got to do. I'm just saying. Know yourself.
Okay.
Smell it, taste it, you know.
Right.
Gotta
right.
do all that.
Do what you got to do. Slap it up,
know
flip it, rub it down.
Know thyself. Hey. But let me tell you, you got to use the right lube, though, because if you're sensitive, you will break out. And you will have some problems. So know what you can and cannot use. And yeah. Yeah.
Well, damn. Well, damn.
You know,
damn. Yeah. What's the right kind of lube?
No.
I mean.
Well, there's the water base. No, there's the water base. There's the, what is that, lubricant base, one where there's spermicidal in there. Yeah, so there's a different kinds where there's sensitive, there's ultra sensitive, there's a few. Yeah.
Okay, okay. So
there's
I
flavors.
Mean don't they got like double ones? Some that's like yeah, like maybe like some edible ones that you can use.
Absolutely.
Something like that. Because you just scared, scared the shit out of me with that spermicide shit. I'm like, damn, boy, I can't kiss on you. Fuck.
Well, you only use the flavor one if you're going to put the dildo in your mouth.
Okay. Okay. My bad. The visuals. This is new to me. Okay. I'm listening. My bad. Hey, it's very rare that I just fuck up and just pay attention.
You use, and then you use, okay, so you use the other lubes, like the water-based one if you're going to use the dildo, you know, inside your butt, anal, or, you know, if you're going to do two, you know, at the same time, because the anal is really not all that itchy as much as the playoff of each one, so you just kind of got to be a master, and like one has to be shorter than the other, you know, to make sure you got the groove going. And you got to be lubed up a little bit more if you're going to do that.
Okay. Okay. I need to get out and experience things a lot more. I realize this. Oh, I need to upgrade my porno collection because, oh, man, okay. Okay.
Now, what was I raising? What do single men do?
Well, we used to go see
I told them to hold on to their seat. They're going to be turning around. Going up and going down. I tried to tell y'all. I gave y'all a disclaimer early. So
right.
If y'all didn't believe me, hold on to that seat. It's going to go up and down and all around. Trying to see.
Right. Okay.
Feeling a little flirty. Just
okay.
A little flirty. I'm just saying. Okay.
Right.
So,
okay.
E, I'm passing it back to you. Boom, there's the ball.
Mm-hmm.
What does men do? Single and, you know, on Valentine's Day and what y'all do? You know,
well,
you got some single friends. Stop playing.
Well, let's see.
Hey, you may be single.
I'm going to tell y'all right after this.
Fix.
Wait, what is that? Who is it?
We live, y'all. Absolutely.
I know we fucked up, and that ain't what's up, girl. He's way too busy to motherfucking care. Meanwhile, I got his girl at home with her legs in the air, hitting like I'm Ric Flair. See, I'm a Rolex baron, Maserati driving. Montella rocking nigga that can take care of a woman. When you need me, best believe it, I'ma pipe it.
Pipe it up.
Girl, fuck him. Can't tell you no lie. You a fly girl, a real woman. Pussy so good, tasting like Patty's pie.
Fucking girl, I guess you didn't know any better. Girl, that man didn't show any effort. Do all I can just to show you you're special. Certain it's your love that holds me together. Lately you say he been killing the vibe. Gotta be sick of this guy. Pull up skirt, get in the right. Left hand is steering, the other is gripping your thigh. Light up a spliff and get high. Shawty, you deserve what you've been missing. Looking at you, I'm thinking he must be tripping. Play this song for him, I'm just tripping. Loving ain't the same. I don't know what to say, but what a shame. If you were mine, you would not get the same. If you were mine, you would top everything. Suicide in the drop, switching lanes. And a thing so fire, baby, no propane. Got good pussy, girl, can I be frank? Keep it 100, girl, I ain't no saint. But he the only reason that I'm feeling this way. Giving you the word, baby, when you get space. Pin gang, give me lay, baby, let's penetrate. Oh, baby.
Sean got a nigga so throw. Oh well, we can party some more. Yeah, got this drink in my cup. Got a young nigga feeling so throw. Spitfire in the world so cold. Young money got a nigga feeling no. Spitfire in the world so cold. H-Town got me feeling so throw. H-Town got me feeling so throw. Rob paint him, sip, can he fold? H-Town got me feeling so throw. Spitfire in the world so cold. H-Town got a nigga so throw.
Dumb.
We do it. Unbelievable. Monster style. Alright, we bringing it back. We talking about singles on Valentine's Day. This Unbelievable broke down what ladies could do. Hit some comments like, y'all off the chain tonight. Wow. No Alright, so yeah, I mean, honestly, I mean, guys, usually on Valentine's Day, I mean, we're not trying to dodge it. usually if we're single, we're usually happy. But, I mean, honestly, what we usually do, guys, I mean, to be honest, I mean, we usually go to our mom's house or, you know what I mean, something like that. We either give something to our kids or, you know, something to our moms, something like that if you're single on Valentine's Day. That's just kind of what you do. You know, your mom's is your Valentine's. You know what I mean? You do some of the stuff you would do for your lady, you know, you kind of do for your mom. You take her some flowers, you know what I mean, some candy, you know what I mean, maybe a little something extra, you know what I mean, take her out for dinner, you know what I mean, go catch a movie, you know what I mean, especially if your mom gets on your nerves, you take her to the movie so she shut the fuck up. but... that, I mean, that's, we really don't do too much by ourselves like that. No, we probably be the one that you be talking about. You be online talking about, Dada, what you doing, Daddy? Ooh, I'm in the mood. Bob, you fall asleep? Yeah, we usually the ones on there communicating back. I'm like, yeah, mama, let me come through. Bam, she ain't responding. Oh, you ain't with it then? Question mark, question mark, question mark. So
absolutely.
So yeah. So yeah, that's usually what guys do. I mean, I don't really know much else, you know. So, but I mean, that would be nice though, you know, to go get a hotel room, kick up, kick back, relax. You know what I mean? Yeah. Let's keep it one. It's just Wet Wet Wednesday. Guys, get you a pocket pussy. It is what it is. It is. I guess that's the new thing. You know what I mean? A little pocket pussy. It's supposed to feel like the real thing. It is. I guess they improved their hands. So it is what it is. Wet Wet Wednesday. Don't judge me. Pray for me. Let's see. So, what else was we going to talk about tonight? Ooh-wee.
Okay. Are you ready? Okay, so what about, let's just say I tell you, I don't like chocolate or I don't like teddy bears or I don't like that kind of stuff. And it's not that I've told you like on that day, but I've told you like on occasionally, you know, when we're having a conversation or whatever. Valentine's Day comes up and guess what? Boom! He buys you chocolate and a teddy bear and a flower. And matter of fact, it may be a rose, and you be like, I like tulips. And he buys you three things you do not like. Not one, not two, but three. I mean, do you be grateful? Do you look at him like, nigga, you, did you not hear what through the conversations we had? I don't like that. Do you not take? I mean, what do you do when you get a gift that you truly just don't like? Period. Point blank. And the period.
Well, let's see. Well, honestly, I'm the type of person, I don't like to open the gift when you give it to me. As weird as it may sound, Christmas, birthdays, whatever, I'd rather give me my gift and let me open it in my own privacy. And that's just for this exact reason. What if you give me some bullshit, and anybody knows me, I wear my emotions on my sleeve. I don't like this. Get it? But, I mean, for other people that may not have this issue that I have, only thing I could really say is you grin and bear it, and then later that night, you roll your ass over and talking about, I don't feel good. Them chocolates made my stomach hurt. That motherfucking teddy bear smell like it got some motherfucking that shit they spray on carpet. Some carpet protector that made my motherfucking eyes burn and your flowers had bugs in it. I think it gave me asthma. That's what you do. That's how they know. Don't come back here with that shit next year. Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of. I mean, damn. I mean, what would you do? Somebody gave you
know,
a bunch of stuff.
I'm.
You ain't
wrong. Ooh, I'm Teddy Betty. Now, the pettiness of me, I'm going to give y'all two sides. I'm going to give y'all the Teddy Betty, and I'm going to give y'all the me. The Teddy Betty would cause an argument and be like, didn't I tell you I ain't like this though? Now you heard my feelings because you didn't hear me. You wasn't listening to me. You didn't hear what I said. No time we was on that phone talking. I'm going to need you to take all this back and give me what I want. And that is not this. And give it to him and throw him out the door. Right? That's the Teddy Betty. You know she ain't going to see it in my house. That's the Teddy Betty.
I got jokes. I love my sisters. I really adore y'all, so I'm going to leave it alone. But go ahead.
But now the other side of me would be like, thank you. I appreciate it. And, I wear my emotions on my sleeve as well, on my face. So I would just put this big old smile on my face and be like, thank you. And it would probably sit in my living room somewhere, you know. Hopefully he ain't coming back over to see it later, cause it ain't gonna be up. I'm gonna probably throw that rose away when he leaves. Re-gift that candy to a coworker. Get that teddy bear probably to my grandbaby. I'm just going to keep 100. Like, all this is going to be re-gifted. For real. I appreciate you, but it's going to be a re-gift to my coworkers the next day at work. Like, I may even get a rose to, like, one of my homegirls or, you know, somebody going to get something. It's not going to be in my house. But I'm just saying, I appreciate the gesture. I might even get a little bit of, no, you ain't getting no booty. Because you didn't pay attention. I will, in the back of my mind, I will know this nigga didn't even pay no attention to what I said. He must be too high or something, or, you know, just ain't paying attention to what I'm talking about to know that none three of these is what I like. And so, yeah, I mean, I would accept it because I'm not an ungrateful person, but yeah, I'm regifting everything. Everything is getting regifted. And then I get the praise of what I want because my girlfriends at work know what I like. Girl, you want some of this? Yes, honey, yes. Did you think about me? Absolutely. And then I know I'll be getting something back that I like.
Right. Hey, I love how you said, you're going to give it to the G-baby. Right. Or they're going to come over and tell me, you ain't open your gift. Oh, it's precious. Oh, I adore that. Oh, that's going to sit there for a while. Yep, I love that. Damn, I forgot to put that shit away. Yes, that's precious.
But
yeah,
one thing you don't ask me.
Huh.
Hey, you don't ask. Did you like what I gave you? Now that, don't do that. Don't you do that. That's a loaded question. Did you like what I give you? Whew, now see, don't do that. That's setting yourself up for failure right there. Failure.
And hey, I do want to say, a disclaimer, all you fellas out there, if your woman says, I appreciate it, you better take your ass back somewhere else and come back with something else. If she says, I appreciate it, she don't like it. I'm just saying,
absolutely.
Up, woman, if you say anything, if you get done to my back and you get up feeling like Superman to my baby, I'll slay that tonight. You feel appreciated. You already know, player. You better wind up and bet again, goddammit. I'm just saying, so pay attention to the words.
Oh, what about, yes, that's nice. That was nice. She didn't like it. I'm going to help you out, brother. I'm going to help you out.
Yeah.
That's nice. What's another one we would say? Ooh-wee. Thank you. She didn't like it.
Another one.
Oh, this one, too.
You say, how you like it? She go, huh?
How you like my gift? Ooh, yeah, it was cool. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Or you get that smile. Oh, this is when we really don't like it, when we give you that little peck on your lips. Thank you. We don't like it. Or when we give you the church hug, we really don't like it.
Hey, I've been hearing that a lot. What is the church hug? What is the church hug? What is that?
Okay, so it's like 2 inches in between you and you do the pat on the back. Or
no hold, nobody.
You turn to the side. No. Mm-mm. Or you kind of like turn to the side and you get like around the neck tight. Yeah. The homie side hug. So if you get the homie side hug or the church pat, you know you jacked up.
Mm.
She didn't like it.
My bag. I'm over here trying to find the next track right quick. Gotta get something sexy for these people. Let's see. I don't know.
Get some sexy. Okay, let me ask, what else can I help the brothers with? If you get a high five, if you get a pound, if you do not get that hand out and walk to the room, you might as well walk to the door. She didn't like it. If she don't get that, I'm on my knees. She didn't like it. If she don't touch you, or right there, or right there, or even there, she didn't like it.
Right, right. Or tell your ass, oh, you gonna get it later. And have that laugh. When a woman goes, oh, you're in for a doozy, player. That's right, that's right. So, here's a track I got. Matter of fact, I want to know, want you to tell me what you think of it, Miss Unbelievable. Check it out. This right here is Sassy Sing. The song is called A Glimpse of Love. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday.
Ooh.
Lover's music.
From the corner of my eyes, I caught your smile. It shined so bright, it gave me life. I don't believe in fantasy, but I do believe you call.
Definitely sexy. So what'd you think of that one, my mom?
that one where you walk into the room and your guy got it all sexy with the flowers and the roses and the champagne and all that? That's that one you just start bawling on. Like, you just drop to your knees and start crying because you know that that man really, 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 really love you. Like, that song lets you know that you are really, really, really important. So, yeah, that was a hot song. It makes you think, can that really happen?
Right, that was hot.
Yes.
So I'd be laughing when people be like, oh, they don't make soulful R&B no more. The real lover stuff, they got it. You just don't know where to get it, but you know where to find it. MonstrousRadio.com. I'm just saying, I had to plug ourselves in there. So it's Wet Wednesday. I know we had a couple more topics to go, but we almost at the end of the show. So there's a couple things we got to put out here. Don't forget, tomorrow is going to be a flash show, which I mean it's put together real, real quick. We're trying to impress the club people again. So come out, show your support. Please come out, show your support. I really, 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 really need your ass tomorrow night, Bullwinkles, if you're in the Twin Cities. Come out tomorrow. It's from 9 to 2 a.m. We got a couple artist lines up, but I'm going to be on the 1 to 2 majority of the night. It's going to be a lot of music this time. So make sure you come out. Rock with us. I'm going to be taking pictures. I need some video. I need all kinds of things to show these people from London and a bunch of other people. So I bring your butt out. Bullwinkles this Thursday night. It's tomorrow night, 9 to 2. DJ E-Monster and the Monstars will be in the building. So brought to you by Monster Dimensional Media Group. Let's see, what else? Don't forget, tonight's show has been brought to you by 2BR Entertainment, My Music Plug, Elite Sway Management, Lock Entertainment, Russell Entertainment, Rep My City TV, Monster Jewelry Shop, and Monster Gear. So make sure you show them some love when you see their promotions go out on the internet. Let's see, anything else that we need to put out there? It's unbelievable.
I think you hit it all. I think you hit it all.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. So, what other questions do we have that we didn't get to that maybe we can slap in the next week? Because tomorrow night it's Comic Cafe. You know what that is. We're trying to help y'all prevent from getting 30 days. Don't beat up your coworkers or your supervisors. Call in and put their ass on blast. You know it? So, all right. What can we?
Well, you had your question
for next week. Okay.
Well, you had your question that we didn't get to. That's a hot question we need to get to. You know what I'm saying? When is that? You know, when did you learn that move come from? And when do I have to cuss you out type attitude have to come in? I'm just saying. So that's a good attitude. That's for like a straight. Who else you do that on? Boy, you ain't never. So that's the conversation that you have. It would be great to have, because from a man and a woman's perspective, that kind of stuff goes around in your mind and you don't know how to say it or, you know, different stuff like that. So I think it'd be fun to talk about that. That'd be cool. Like, we got to play that meme, like, ooh. Ooh.
Right.
Ooh, ooh,
ooh. Right. You'd be like, where'd that extra stroke come from, player? Get it? Or you be like, oh, my, you used to always do that normal, but now you grab your hand and twist it. Who taught you that shit? That's
right.
What's going down next week. Wet Wednesday. Join the discussion. Give us your comments on all our social media. Don't forget, we mainly go off of our Facebook page, The Monstars. All you got to do is like the page and comment. It's just that simple. Get it? So, any other last words on the way about here?
Don't settle for the janitor. It's okay to love yourself.
Right. Hey, yeah, like you said, don't settle. Get your ass a toy, fellas. Get you a pocket pussy. I'm just saying. Y'all enjoy the night now. You ain't got to go home. You might already be at home. But if you're not, you ain't got to go home. But we up out of here. Get me. Peace. We out. Monsters Radio Live.